Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So that was David Andrews. On with our guy Taylor Kiles.
All right.
And Mike Cadlick on CLNS.
He was like, long answer, no.
I don't.
Like, that sounds like a short answer.
I don't want him to win MVP. I mean, I guess I understand.
I don't. That sounds like, that's like very superstitious. It's not even a little stitious.
No, it's
that's
too stitious even for you.
Right, because that's like, so you don't want the MVP just because there's a history of guys not winning the Super Bowl, even though we did see a guy 3 years ago win both.
Just happened in the last 3 years, yeah.
So, like, are people going to, if Matthew Stafford wins the MVP, are people like, well, the Rams are cooked.
Rams are out.
And then flip side, like, if Drake May wins, you'd be like, don't pick the Pats.
Do you think there's, I'm not doing that. But do you think there's anything to, for a younger quarterback especially, and like, when Lamar first won it, maybe that's a good example of this. Is there anything to, now there is more of a target on this guy or more pressure on this guy? I mean, is there anything to that? I don't think with Brady late in his career in 2017, for
yeah,
instance.
Yeah.
I think he could handle it at that point. Mm-hmm. He had won 5 Super Bowls or whatever it was. He had been to a million. But for a younger, in his second year, does that change the calculus, the stakes, the bullseye, the pressure, any of that?
Yeah, I don't think so. Like, I don't think Matt Ryan and Cam Newton didn't win the Super Bowl those years because they were named MVP. I mean, if Kyle Shanahan doesn't choke away the fourth quarter, the Falcons win that Super Bowl, right? Like, or maybe the Panthers weren't the better team when they played the Broncos. Like, I don't know. There was like a history of it, and then especially when it didn't happen for a little while, like, oh man, this is kind of a peculiar thing. But I don't know. Like, in any sport, like, would you want the MVP or would you not? Like, yeah, I'll take the MVP, and then from there, because like I think
Drake May's
also,
to win it,
but Drake May's also in the bucket of third overall pick. Great deal of expectations on him anyway. Like, I think you're going to have that, especially if they make the Super Bowl. Like, look at this year, like, how it went from, hey, maybe he can be, like, a middle-of-the-pack quarterback to, like, oh, he's already a top two or three quarterback. So he loses on a couple of votes to finish the second. There's not going to be, like, less. Like, the defenses aren't going to look at him like, oh, he's not even the MVP. They're going to look at him like, oh, no, this guy had an unbelievable season. Let's try to humble him anyway.
I think it's fair. I wanted to win MVP. I think right now he should be MVP. I guess I didn't even look this morning. Stafford played. He didn't. Stafford won again. What do you have yesterday? 3 touchdowns? I
mean, yeah.
Puka couldn't be stopped yesterday.
Puka was a machine. Yeah, Stafford, 281, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Yeah.
Stafford minus 180, Drake May plus 200.
Okay, so they're like, oh, wow, that's a big shift, actually. So they're
considering Drake May was minus 120, whatever.
No, well, he caught up to him in games played, and he's got way more touchdown passes than he does. He's on pace for a, like, what, 46 touchdown passes, which will Stafford is, which is
just to Devontae Adams.
So, yeah, pretty much.
Those are just as Devontae Adams touchdown passes. So no, recently.
But if Drake May has a good game against Buffalo, for example, like that shoots him right back up there.
That's when he got in the MVP conversation the first time.
Yeah,
Reese had a stat over the weekend that I don't think is right.
So not stat of the week nominee.
May leads the NFL in passing yards, completion percentage, and passer rating. I don't think May leads in passing yards, and I think after games yesterday, I don't know if he's still a top in the other two, but I don't think he leads in passing yards.
He does not. Dak Prescott does.
So if he finishes number one in all those categories.
Passer rating, he is also behind Stafford.
Okay. And then completion percentage, is he still leading that?
Completion percentage, he is,
Yeah.
Okay. Guys
that don't put in Snoop Huntley.
Not Snoop Huntley.
1 for 3.
Yeah, Drake May won
but
on that.
If he happened to lead the NFL in all of those categories at the end of the year, it would join Brady in 07, Warner in 01, and then near Hall of Famer Ken Anderson in 74 is the only quarterbacks to do that since the merger.
Yeah, so, honestly, I don't love that. Like, what would the quarterback triple crown be to you? Wouldn't it be yards, touchdowns, and either completion percentage or rating? Probably completion percentage. Because, like, rating already includes all those things. So maybe leave rating out.
Probably yards, touchdown, completion percentage.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. So he doesn't include touchdowns in there, which Drake May is currently fourth in the league. He has 23, but Stafford has 35. And Stafford has fewer picks. So, like, I'm not trying to make the case for Stafford here. I'm just saying, like, if you're basing it on statistics.
Kind of.
I mean, if you're basing it off that. Now, Drake May's team has a better record. Drake May's team is more out of nowhere, right? So if you want to lean towards that, like more of a surprise type season. And he has a chance to, if they win the division and they're the number one seed, I would say, now let's see what the Rams do, I guess. Maybe they could also theoretically be the number one seed.
Yeah, they can.
So if they're both the number one seed, maybe you kind of side towards the guy with the better stats. But that's one where maybe the stats won't win it. If Drake May's sitting there at 14-3 and has a first round bye, then like I'd happily give it to him.
Yeah, Rams are sitting there 10-3 now.
The also difference is Matt Stafford has negative. We got that. Oh, that's clean. Matt Stafford -10 rushing yards. Drake May 319.
Ooh, good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good pro Drake May stat.
And that's if you take out all the kneel downs from Drake May. Reese was also doing this. You take that out, he's actually over 5 yards a pop, and that's
1,000 yards rushing.
A much better number. Yeah. So no, I'm rooting for him to win the MVP.
Yep.
You are going to hear from people like that. And David Andrews is apparently one of them who says, I don't want him to win MVP. I think we got a better shot of winning, the Pats, winning if he doesn't win MVP.
Interesting.
Now, don't show him these numbers.
Uh-oh.
Phil Perry wrote about this over the weekend, trying to identify like a blueprint to expose Drake May or chip away at a weakness of Drake May. The later we get in the year, are there teams that are going to attack May a certain way? And it turns out he really does not have a weakness. So shorthand, Phil went through all these different numbers. This is EPA since week 6.
Okay.
So expected points added. It's an advanced analytic. But just pay attention to the rank. When he's blitzed.
I was going to say, he's real good at this.
Teams bring an extra rusher. He's 5th in the league.
Yeah.
When he's not blitzed, he's 1st.
At one point, I thought it was flipped. I thought he was like the best against the blitz. But so, either way,
he's a top five quarterback. Yeah, yeah. When you blitz him, when you don't blitz him. Against zone, 1st. Against man, 8th. Against too high coverage, 1st. Against
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Single high coverage first.
All right.
So you can throw a variety of different things against him. You can blitz him. You cannot.
Blitz him and play man.
You should blitz
like
him and
really
play.
Really your only chance.
Blitz him and play man. He's somewhere between the 5th and 8th best quarterback as opposed to the 1st and everything
else. If you play zone and don't blitz, forget it. You might as well just put your helmet down.
Game over.
Yeah, it's not happening.
And so, you know, you'd think maybe there would be a weakness, an avenue where defenses could attack him more, a blueprint, as Phil wrote, to really get after him. And it turns out there really hasn't been one. And there was a little bit of buzz about this after the Bengals game. And then you saw the way the Giants came out and played. I don't know how much stock you could put into that. But the Bengals gave Drake May some issues. We'll see if that winds up being a blueprint for other teams to follow. It certainly wasn't from the Giants. The Bills are going to be the first team he's faced twice in a year. So what kind of adjustments do they make, meaning in this season, his MVP caliber season? First team he's facing a second time. We'll see if they make any adjustments. But based on that quick shorthand metric from Phil, there's no real blueprint to attack him.
Yeah, and he's a guy that will throw to every single receiver they have. Like, that's another thing that stands out. And that was also an early Tom Brady thing. Like, before he got Welker and Moss and Gronk and Edelman, he would throw to everybody.
Right. Like, even if you can't attack him, you could take away his best guy.
Right. You're like, let's take this guy away. It's like, all right, Drake May will throw to the tight ends. She'll throw to the running backs. She'll throw to each and every wide receiver. See Kyle Williams getting another touchdown last week. Like, that was it. I think it was the last game. Seven different receivers had three or more catches, and then an eighth receiver had a touchdown. So, like, yeah, really difficult to defend him. You went through the numbers, like, zone or man doesn't seem to matter. Blitz, no blitz doesn't seem to matter. And then, you know, there have been other times where teams would come in. I always think of the Houston Texans when they would come to town and in the playoffs, like, oh, they had a nice little season. And the Patriots would find a way, and credit to Belichick for this, they would take J.J. Watt out of the game, and they would take DeAndre Hopkins out of the game. And they're like, all right, what else do you have?
Figure it out.
The team's like, we don't have anything else. We literally got here with these two guys, and that's it. Patriots, in that sense, now don't get me wrong, I would happily take Puka Nacua. I would happily take Jackson Smith and Jigba. But one thing that you can have, I guess, that can work to your advantage is if you don't, they don't, like, all right, pick who you want to double or not double or whatever. Like Drake May can drop back, and he'll throw to anybody.
Right. Take away Diggs. He's going to throw
to
Booty and our guy Hunter Henry or whatever. Take those guys away. He's going to focus on Diggs. And no, that probably is another avenue where you can't beat this team right now.
Right. Like, they might not. We were talking a lot about Diggs and what he would need to get to 1,000 yards. They might not have a 1,000-yard receiver again, but they might have a top 10 offense. Or, like, find me a team that does that. Like, that's pretty strange. Like, right now they have the 7th most points scored and they're 8th in yards. So a true top 8 offense, let's call it. Yards, points, like they're doing both. The last couple of years, bottom of the league. So yeah, no kidding they didn't have a 1,000-yard receiver. They also didn't score any points. Like, they didn't move the ball.
They had no yards.
They didn't have any yards. They didn't have any passing yards. They didn't have anything. So yeah, this is a completely different season.
So what is the weakness for May? Does one exist? I guess technically, as Keith said, you want to blitz him a little bit and play man. That's probably your best bet.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still been a top 5, top 10 quarterback against those metrics as well. So no real blueprint to take down Drake sitting here through the first 14 weeks of the year with Pats and Bills on deck. We talked a lot about some of yesterday's games earlier in the show. Our pal Mark in Medford wants to weigh in on Kansas City. Go ahead, Mark.
I think we can finally put to rest the comparisons between Mahomes and the Chiefs and Brady and the Patriots, and I'll tell you why. At least after the Patriots championship dynasty was over, it took 10 years to win another one. But within that span, they've had winning records and gone to the playoffs. The Chiefs just completely just crapped themselves and died. So I have a question for Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Sure.
What happened?
Oh, it's a good question, Mark. That's a good question.
Good question. Now,
it's not over, but this is a big feather in the Patriots' cap if the Chiefs miss the playoffs. That's a big one for them.
Yeah. Now, just for, like, the whole picture, like, we've seen Tom Brady's entire career, right? And I think one of the things that was going to be nearly impossible for anybody to duplicate would be just 20-plus years, because let's include the Bucs years, too. Like, just 20-plus years of being one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Tom Brady did miss the playoffs his second year in the league. Mahomes, to this point, had only been in the conference championship. And that's why, if you were just comparing the first 7 years or whatever Mahomes has been in the league since 18. So first, like, 7-8 years, it was actually a better pace than Brady with the MVPs, playoff advancements and all these things. But now when you're like, all right, you're missing the playoffs and you're healthy for the whole season, right? Because the only healthy season Brady missed the playoffs was
0-2. That's it.
Right? You don't hold anything else against them. So now they both have that, but it's clearly trending in the wrong direction. And what will sort of the second half of his career look like? We don't know. Because, like, Travis Kelce's probably either not coming back next year, and if he does, like, what's that going to look like? Andy Reid, it's not like he's going to have one head coach the whole time. Mahomes is going to have to figure it out with, like, another whole roster at some point. Not a new team. I just mean, like, a bunch of teammates.
And it doesn't mean he can't. But, no, look,
it's a tough go.
I disagree with Mark. It's not done. No. I mean, the Chiefs could still make the playoffs this year. Like, we don't know that yet. So I'm saying I think they're done this year. But I'm not saying the whole Patriots-Chiefs comparison is done. I don't believe that. It's over. But,
like, Mahomes made more Super Bowls in the first 7 years than Brady and won the same number. But if you're talking about the first 7 years.
It could be done. I mean, this could be the beginning of it. I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying, to say it definitively, And I would say in the Patriots' favor, if the Chiefs are 8-9 at the end of the year and miss the playoffs, or even 9-8 and miss the playoffs, that's a big, big, big check for the Patriots compared to Kansas City when you're measuring it up. You mentioned Reed. We didn't even talk about this.
Uh-huh.
That decision to go for it on fourth down just lost him the game last night.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
You watched that last night. The way their defense was playing and the way Stroud was playing, why give Houston any life there?
I don't know.
Like, I get having faith in Mahomes in your offense, and I get all that. But then the way their defense, the way Chris Jones came out in the second half of that game yesterday, to just all of a sudden say, we're going to give Stroud and the Texans the ball at wherever it was, the 31. We're just going to give them the ball there. Was crazy. Like
they weren't really doing much with it.
They weren't doing anything.
They weren't doing much with it. Trust me. Houston and Denver are pretty similar, aren't they? Because I might even like Knicks more than Stroud.
Oh, I think
you like Stroud more?
Well, no. I
like Knicks a little bit more.
I think the way they're playing, you have to give the edge to Knicks.
Yeah.
You have to.
I think so. But like two teams, they got the young quarterbacks, although young in quotes on Bo Nix. He's way older than you would think. But like young-ish quarterbacks, but just dominant defenses. And like, are they going to be like, how far can either of them go? And you thought, all right, here's Kansas City. They got to get things in gear here. A home game, even though Houston's good, it's a home game. You know, your life on the line here, and they put up 10 total points in the game.
Rough. Not going to get it done. 617-779-7937. All your phone calls there. On a Patriots Monday with Jones and Keefe, Mark and Medford teed it up well. What happened? Coming your way at 11:30, so stay tuned for it. It's a Week 14 recap
what
for you.
Happened?
Thank you, Mark. That is a real clean one. Get that in there. Nice. We will get to the Patriots rookie class and how it stacks up with other past draft classes coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.